AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. 38-1 and done. Kentucky is out. The winning streak ended in the semifinal of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. They lost last night to Wisconsin 71-64. Kentucky had a four-point lead, but Wisconsin had a rally of its own to take the lead for good on John Calipari's team.
That was tough is that we're a finishing team. That's what we've been. And we didn't. They did and we didn't. So that's why they're still playing and we're not.
So it's Bo Ryan's Wisconsin with a chance to win it all.
It was just the end. His last 5 minutes again, these guys just gutted it out. And I told them I'll hang out on the sideline for 40 minutes Monday night. So here we are.
The Badgers played Duke Monday night in Indianapolis. The Blue Devils beat Michigan State 81-61. And Duke's Jahlil Okafor says the mission is clear.
Our one goal has been to win the national championship. And we realize it's, we're one game away from achieving that. So there won't be, there's nothing to be said for us to be focused. We'll be focused. We'll be ready to play on Monday.
Despite the rain, there was a big crowd Easter Sunday at St. Peter's Square. They were there to see and hear Pope Francis. They're chanting Francesco. In his Easter message, the Pope offered prayers for Ukraine.
May the Lord's resurrection bring light to beloved Ukraine, especially to those who have endured the violence of the conflict of recent months.
He also expressed deep worry about bloodshed in Libya, Yemen, Syria, Iraq, Nigeria, and elsewhere in Africa. There was a Fidel Castro sighting in Cuba. The AP's Anita Snow reports there were photos of the former Cuban president.
In the photographs, you can't really see his face, but you can see that he's growing his hair a little bit longer and his beard's a little bit longer.
He greeted a group of Venezuelans visiting the capital, Havana. This is AP Radio News. The United Nations Security Council is being asked to push for humanitarian pause in the fighting in Yemen.
At the Emergency Security Council meeting, Russia circulated a draft resolution demanding regular and obligatory breaks in airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition against Houthi Shiite rebels to allow the evacuation of foreign personnel. Jordan's UN Ambassador Dina Kawar, who is current council president, says they are working with the Gulf Cooperation Council on it.
We have arranged for meetings on the side between a few members of the council and the GCC. We're working on that all day today, and we hope that we can, by Monday, come up with something.
Julie Walker, New York.
Tropical storm Mesac weakened before hitting the Philippines' northern coast today, driving away thousands of Lenten holiday vacationers and tourists from beach and surfing resorts in the Philippines. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.